I'm so excited to introduce with you this incredible human being, Simone Melassus, who is an advanced facilitator and business development coordinator at All Access Consciousness, best-selling author, global speaker, and a host of the Choice, Change, and Action podcast. What is your story?
I love this planet so much. Two things. I always said, I need to see the world. I wanted to see how people lived and what they were choosing and maybe why they were choosing it. Then I also wanted to own my own business. It was from a really young age. I started a business called Good Vibes For You. And that business was essentially for me about how do I wake people up? How do I like tap them on the shoulder or shake them by the shoulders and sort of go, hey, there's got to be something more than this. Instead of the trauma and drama, it's like, what if we looked at a different possibility? And I did all the music festivals, you know, in Australia, all the big day out livids, all of that. And I was even on tour and I sort of had everything that I thought I wanted. I remember thinking, this is not it. This is not what I'm after. At that time, I had just come across Access Consciousness and I'd done a couple of classes in Access. Hearing all of these tools and these questions and how to be and inviting me to sort of look at what I was choosing and does it work for me? And I was like, this is what I would like to have.
You were to give that last piece of key, that one key that is just going to change the trajectory of their life, what would that key be? Welcome to the Queendom. Hello, my queens. I'm so excited to introduce with you this incredible human being, Simone Melassus, who is an advanced facilitator and business development coordinator of Access Consciousness. Now, she is a wealth creator and she has capsulated herself from being in $187,000 worth of debt and is now thriving. She has a diverse portfolio and has been in business for over 30 years and is a best-selling author, global speaker, and a host of the Choice, Change, and Action podcast. I'm really excited to bring in this incredible episode where we're going to be talking about money stories. We're going to be talking about what is actual leadership and how to thrive when it comes to building your empire and the steps on building new perspective when it comes to finances as well. We're going to look at what is actually blocking us when it comes to money and how you can be a leader from the minute you listen to this and moving forward when it comes to being a leader, not only for your business, but also for your personal life. So excited to introduce you guys to Simone. Hello, Simone Queen. It is so nice to have you here on Keys to the Queendom. How are you, my beautiful queen?
I am good. I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm great. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm vulnerable at the moment. There's a lot going on, but I'm good.
I want to just acknowledge that because I'm very big on vulnerability and sharing what's going on. And I think this is just going to navigate through so beautifully for our listeners as well. So thank you for being so open from the very beginning.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go through all of that.
Yeah, well, I think that's important to an extent. If we are open with everything, and then it's like we can find our strength to do and be whatever the hell we want.
I'm going to be just as open and vulnerable with you, sister. So I'm here for it. Now, we're going to obviously be sharing about leadership and business, money stories, our vulnerability too. It's funny because I did write here as a question on what you're navigating through, which is something we'll share in a second. But for those who don't know who you are, who is Simone? Why are you here today? And what is your story?
Wow. Big question. So I'll try and like and summarize it a little bit. But I'd say the key element is I love this planet so much. I am so grateful to be here. And I'm grateful that we get to be, you know, in these beautiful, amazing bodies here on this planet. And it's always been a driving force for me to, I guess, wake people up, like invite people to more awareness, to empower them, to choose whatever works for them, whatever that may be. And from a really young age, even at school, you know, I would have friends who would talk about getting married and having kids or, you know, what they were going to study, etc. And two things. I always said, I need to see the world. Like, I want to see the world. I need to see everything around the world, just explore. And I wanted to not just see things around the world. I wanted to see how people lived and what they were choosing and maybe why they were choosing it, and educate myself about the world. And then I also wanted to own my own business. It was from a really young age, and everyone kept saying to me, well, what sort of business would you like to have? And my point of view was, I'm not sure what type of business I want to have, because for me, being in business was something that I did see and have always seen as so malleable. For me, it's a way that you can get out there into the world what it is that you would like to have, what it is you'd like to be doing, what it is you'd like to change, etc. So I did start a business. I traveled around the world for years, practiced having no money to an extreme, almost proving that I could exist with no money, you know. And then I started a business called Good Vibes For You. And that business was essentially for me about, how do I wake people up? How do I like tap them on the shoulder or shake them by the shoulders and sort of go, hey, there's got to be something more than this. Like, instead of the trauma and drama, it's like, what if we looked at a different possibility? You know, what else is here? And I started this business, Good Vibes For You. And I did all the music festivals, you know, in Australia, all the big day out, Livids, all of that. And I was even on tour with a bunch of artists like Pete Murray, Missy Higgins was the last tour that I did. Which is interesting because it's the tour that I went on and I sort of had everything that I thought I wanted. Like, I had my access all areas, passes, you know, in the music industry. I had all of that. And at that stage, Pete Murray, you know, Australian artist, for those of you listening overseas, you may or may not know him, but that was when he was the biggest. And yeah. I remember thinking, this is not it. Like, this is not what I'm after, you know. And at that time, I had just come across Access Consciousness and I'd done a couple of classes in Access. And I remember hearing all of these tools and these questions and how to be and inviting me to sort of look at what I was choosing and does it work for me? And I was like, this is what I would like to have. And I remember a musician friend of mine said to me, are you enjoying being on tour? And I said, yeah. I went, but I think I'd rather be on tour with something else. And he said, what else is it you'd rather be on tour with? And I said, Access Consciousness. And at that moment, I started to change up the business and not continue to do the merchandise, et cetera, and moved into, you know, Access. And then I've been traveling, gosh, you know, before 2020, I was traveling like 10 months of the year around the world. And now I am traveling a lot. But I'm also re-looking at it and going, okay, how much do I want to travel? It turns out quite a bit, but just being in question of what I am choosing. And now I'm, you know, heavily involved in Access Consciousness. I'm one of the main facilitators. I've written quite a few different books, writing books, and travel around the world doing seminars. And for me, it's a lot easier to empower people with the Access Consciousness tools then shake them by the shoulders and say, don't you know there's something more than this? So that's my little synopsis.
You know what? I was saying to you before, you know, your incredible story and how you're living right now is what I'm working towards, you know, being an author, traveling around the world, supporting people, helping people in business. So I just want to say thank you for being someone of an example for me to work towards. So it's an amazing story. And obviously, who you were then is very different to who you are now because of the type of person you've learned along the way. What were some of those key moments and big lifelong lessons?
Oh, wow. Gosh, I'd say there's a lot of them. And, you know, I get happier and happier as I get older. Like, I wouldn't want to be in my 20s for anything. If I think about my 20s and I'm like, oh, my God, I was a hot mess. Like, and I wasn't really choosing my life for me. I was choosing my life for my friends or choosing my life for somebody else. And a really key question that I ask myself a lot is, you know, who do I think of before I choose? Because I think we put a lot of people in front of us before we choose rather than, well, is this actually going to work for me? You know, and people go to, oh, well, then that's exclusion. No, it's not exclusion. If I'm truly choosing for me, then I'm showing others that they can choose for them. And I think if we stop choosing for others, then we can create something entirely different as well. I'm going to say it's like, well, there was meeting Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, at a Mind, Body and Spirit Festival in Sydney.
Yeah.
Was pretty groundbreaking for me. And the first time I ever got my bars run, which is a hands-on process that we do in Access, Gosh, I remember, you know, and my business was this rainbow logo, Good Vibes For You. It was all like, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy sort of thing, you know, being out there. And I was going through a difficult time at that moment, and someone offered to run my bars, and which I had no idea what that was. And I just looked at the massage table and I was like, do I get to lie down on that? And I went, yeah. And I was like, okay. So laying down on this massage table, and it's like just touching really lightly 32 different points on your head. And within 20 minutes, I'm sitting there crying, and I was like, oh my God, this is not a good look. You know, I've got this business and I'm, you know, here. And I jumped off the table and was like, I've got to go. And I remember Gary Douglas walking around the corner, and he said to me, are you okay? And I was like, yes, no, I don't know. And he said, would you like to have a chat? And I said, no. And I was like, I've got to go back to work, which I know at that moment I was trying to create my life to be the same as it was yesterday, to be the same as it was 5 minutes ago, even though I was asking for so much change. And I see that a lot. We ask for change. We ask for something different. And when it's shown to you and it's right in your face, how many times do you like lean into that possibility and reach into it? Or do you go, I don't know this. It's so unfamiliar. I'm going to run back to the abusive life that I was living, which you're abusing yourself. And Gary just looked at me so patient, and he was like, okay. And then I went, maybe yes, you know. And I did go outside with him, and he just asked me a few questions. And I don't remember even directly what the questions were, but I just remember him being so in allowance of me and being so kind. And I started to look at what I was creating as my life and asking a question of, does this actually work for me? Because one of the things I always look at, Tam, is this is our life, you know. Is it working for you? Are you having fun, or are you waiting for something? Like, stop waiting for something. Start choosing today and taking that action. So that was, I would say, a very key moment for me, is talking to Gary then. And then I, you know, 6 months later, I was started doing some, you know, jobs for them, and still had my own business, etc. But there was, it's funny when you ask, because there's a few things that showed up in my head of moments that you would think your life was being torn apart. So like, I remember in Sydney, and it was, you know, we had these big festivals in Sydney and around Australia called Big Day Out, and it was Big Day Out, and I was staying at a friend's house, and my van was just full of all my merchandise. And I was getting up at 3 a.m. to go to set up, you know, have a stall there. And it costs a lot of money, but you make a lot of money. It's a big gig, you know. And my van, like I said, was just full. And I walked outside and it was gone.
Wow.
And I remember standing there going, oh my gosh. And I was like, everything's gone. And I rang the organization of Big Day Out, and they were like, oh, Simone. And they're like, they were so like, I'm so sorry. And they went, look, come in. And I went in. I had the best day because I wasn't working. I was just, but I had like this access all areas pass, and I, you know, had a great time. But it made me look at my life, and then I started to change the trajectory of it.
Yeah.
And go, am I choosing what it is that I would like? And I've had a few moments like that where things have happened where most people would go to, oh my goodness, this is the worst thing possible. But it actually ended up being one of the greatest gifts. And from that, I chose something different. And I think we continuously need to look at, you know, like I've said a few times now, is this actually working for me? Is the life I'm choosing working for me? And if it's not, don't be afraid to change it. Don't be afraid to take some action and choose something different. Change the trajectory of what that is for you, not for anyone else, for you.
The questions you keep asking, which is, you know, like, does this work for me? And it's the quality questions you've been asking throughout your life. I have to share something completely vulnerable right now. My partner, for the first time in a very long time, cried to me yesterday because he has been at a job working for this company for so long that he's now just making money to work. And he just broke down. And so that was a moment for him to then look into, I am now choosing this. What can I change? And I find this, I mean, I never want to obviously see him be at that point where that's been a massive moment where he just realized, but for you, obviously, you've been through some big things in your own life that's obviously created the change in trajectory. You even got out of debt as well. How do you express to the listeners right now where we feel like we're having that, I guess, breaking point moment to then be able to see it as a breakthrough?
Yeah, look, it's interesting too. I mean, and you even mentioned relationship. I remember the last like long-term relationship I had when it broke up, he broke the relationship up and I did that thing of just being shattered. I was just like, oh my God, like my whole future as I saw it is now changed. And I think you have these moments in life where you can choose, what are you going to choose? You know, are you going to choose to be devastated and upset for years, or are you going to choose something different? And now it's interesting. Like it's been, I think, 5 years since we split and we are friends. We see each other and, you know, I get on well with him and I have no desire to be in a relationship with him. And we're so super grateful that we're not together, you know, and it's moments like that where I think you need to really step into that change and you need to make a different choice. And you mentioned the money thing, and I really created myself to be a financial mess. When I finally looked at it, because I wasn't looking at it, I was just like, ignore, 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 ignore. If I ignore it, it'll go away. And that doesn't work. And I eventually went, okay, I need to look at this. And, you know, with Access Consciousness, there's a whole lot of different tools. There's like processes, there's tools, there's a lot of about is being in question, which, you know, if you look at history, like Socrates always spoke about question everything, you know, question, question, question. So there's a lot of things there that are pretty old school, but it works, you know, don't go to answer or conclusion, be in question. And I was using all these Access tools in every area of my life and things were changing. And I refused to use the tools with money, like just was like, no, not using it. And I was sitting in this seminar one day in the Gold Coast with Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. And they were talking about these tools and questions you can ask and pragmatic ways that you can look at your finances. And I literally in my head could hear myself going, oh, here we go again, you know, money tools, you know. And then I went, what are you doing, Simone? You're creating this mess, this financial mess, you know, and these guys are giving you these really pragmatic tools to change it and you're ignoring it. So yeah. I looked at it for myself and there was, it was interesting. There was like many years ago, I used to smoke cigarettes and I told all my friends that I was going to give up smoking. And I remember they were all like, no one was supportive. Everyone, I was really surprised. Everyone was like, oh, you won't be able to do that. And you know, all these comments. And I didn't. And then when I did give up smoking, I did it cold turkey and I didn't tell anyone. And within 2 weeks, it took someone about 2 weeks to notice and they went, you're not smoking anymore. And I said, no. And I realized that that choice to give up smoking was mine. Yeah. It wasn't looking at my friends. It wasn't looking at my family. It was mine. I was choosing to do that for me and my body. And I did it without telling anyone. Mm-hmm. So, and I found that was much easier. Would I like the world to be a different place sometimes? Sure. But I found it was much easier. So I did the same thing with these money tools. I didn't tell anyone. And I picked like a bunch of these money tools and I went home and I went, okay. And I made a little appointment with myself and I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment in Brisbane. And I went, okay. I poured myself a glass of wine and said, okay, let's look at this. And I looked at all of my finances and I got out all of my bills, everything I owed, looked at my accounts, everything. And I just spent this time with myself sorting out what the hell is going on. And that's when I realized I was $187,000 in debt. And I was like, oof, okay. Had this like beyond moment. And I think when you have this beyond moment, you know, that moment in life where you're like, and yeah. You're sort of like stuck and you're like, what the hell am I going to do now? You know, and I think people sit in that.
Yeah.
And I sat in that for like 10 minutes and was just like, couldn't see a way out. And I went, you know what? You have to choose something different here. So I remember being in my kitchen and going, okay, I need to look at this different. And remembering this quote from Einstein who, you know, would say doing the same thing and expecting a different result is the first sign of insanity. And I said, well, I'm doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It's not working.
Yeah.
Okay. So change something. So if it's not working, change something. If it's not working, change something, you know. So then I started using these tools and I hated them. Like some of these tools, like one of them is to put 10% away of everything that you earn just as an honoring of you. So you earn $100, you put $10 away and it's just for you, an honoring of you. It's not to spend on a rainy day. It's not for that unexpected bill. It's not to help a friend out. It's literally just an honor account for you. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was the dumbest thing in the world. But I thought, you know what? I need to do something different. So, you know, I had one of those calendars in my office, the old school, and I marked out on there like 3 months and I went, this is the day that I'm going to relook at everything and I'm going to use these tools and see if something changes. So I gave myself 3 months, didn't tell anyone. And then after 3 months, I sat down and I looked at all my finances and it wasn't like I had this huge amount of money, but things started to change. And I noticed the point of view I had around it and the energy I had around money was different. I wasn't so desperate like that, you know, rent's due Friday. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I seemed to have more money to play with and I seemed to have more ease in my world. So that was my choice. And then just quickly, Tam, the thing that happened next I noticed was fast forward a couple of years when I actually realized one day I was out of debt and I had money.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in my apartment, the same apartment, and I went, this is boring. And I was like, this is it. And I was like, you know, where's the marching band or someone coming in and popping champagne and the celebrations and, you know. And then within 2 weeks, I found myself back in debt. And so I asked myself, and if you're listening to this and you have debt, ask yourself this question. And I know it sounds insane, but ask yourself, what do you love about creating debt? And I asked myself that question over and over again and used what we call the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And one of the things I realized was I knew it. I knew it. It was comfortable. I knew what it was like to have no money. And I didn't know what it was like to have money. So at that moment again, I made the demand of myself, Simone, let's find out what it's like to actually have money. Like, what if you decided it's so scary and awful about actually having money? And I know that sounds insane because everyone goes, oh, my life would be easier if I had money. But if you don't have it, you're not choosing it.
Yeah.
So what are you not choosing it for? You know, what if you decided is better, like so that you can be the same as everyone else? Or do you want to choose something different?
How often have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world? You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queen Stream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queen Stream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing, my own business. And I've stopped making money for someone else, and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queen Stream University. I love that because I'm going through now a realization in my money story, and it's been huge for myself and my partner. And just to give you some background, Simone, I came from a background where my dad was a gambling addict. I was homeless when I was a little girl. And so when I made money in my business, it was something that I wasn't familiar with, but also at the same time, I had picked up his money habits without realizing it. And it was make money quickly, spend it quickly. And I just love that you share this thing about debt, because I feel like once you choose what you want to put your energy into and choose to change the trajectory of your life, for myself, I was used to being homeless and poor and not having money. And when I had the money, there was a new flip side to it. So yeah, it's actually something we're navigating with a financial advisor now. And I think because it's being seen from a different lens, as opposed to, oh, this is shit, I have to put 10% away. I had the exact same mindset as you. I really love that you shared that.
I think it's interesting with the end, like you said, like what you grew up with, and then that's what you choose. Because one of the things I really had to look at too, Tam, was I would look at things and I'd go, oh, that's so expensive, or that's really cheap and dodgy, or that's this. And I was like, whose point of view is that? You know, because, and my mother and father were really different, their points of view. So you sort of have these conflictual points of view that you grow up with, but you embrace it. Like, you embrace your friends, your family, your culture, your religion, your neighborhood. And so one of the things I made the demand of myself too is anytime I had a point of view about something, like walking past a restaurant and I go, oh, that restaurant looks too expensive. And I'd stop and go, okay, is that my point of view? Like, if I was choosing my financial reality, what would I choose? And I really started to break down everyone else's, opinions that I was buying as mine, and start to create my reality for me.
I love the perspective just there. It's also the energy behind it and how you reframed that. It's beautiful. And, you know, there's some amazing tools you were sharing before, but if you were to give the listeners some form of financial tool that they can start actioning now, what would be some of those tools before we move into leadership? Because I'm really excited to talk about that with
you. Well, the first one is that 10% account. Like, do that and work that out, and that 10%, and don't spend it. Just keep it for you. And everybody has a certain amount of money that once they get that, they become, there's more ease in their world. And for me, I remember it was about $30,000 to begin with, that when I had that $30,000, there was more ease in my world. And then it's changed, you know. And then the second thing would be looking at that point of view, that what is your point of view, and asking yourself, you know, if I was choosing my financial reality, what would I choose in regards to this, you know? And the third thing is, like, I mean, it's so much about mindset as well.
Yeah.
Because the way you think and the way you speak is how you create your reality. So if you are, you know, buying into what everybody else is talking about, like a classic example, how many times do you sit around with friends or family and then everyone is doing great? Or people are more comfortable when they're complaining about something. They're more comfortable when they're like, oh my God, the kids' school fees came in, or the mortgage is due, or da 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 da, or interest rates have gone up, and, you know, jumping on that bandwagon. So I go, stop jumping on the bandwagon of everyone else, and do this as a little play thing. The next time you're with a bunch of people and they're complaining about money, I want you to just stop. I don't care how much money you have in your bank account or you don't, and just say, you know what? I'm great. I'm awesome. Yeah. I don't have a problem with money. Because if you create that you have a problem with money, if you keep saying it, you'll have a problem with money. It's like you create your reality. So what if you didn't have a problem with money? So, and I would highly recommend, I actually have an online series that you do it in your own time, and it's getting out of debt joyfully, taking action, because it is about taking action. It's, you have to wake up in the morning and go, okay, what action can I take today? Where is my energy required today? Great question. And it's not about that, you know, where is my energy required today? Oh, I've got to write this big list and to do. That's not actually creative.
Yeah.
But when you, like, expand your awareness out and ask the question, where is my energy required today? And you're like, oh, there, this, I'll ring this person, I'll do this, or I'll choose this. What action can I take that would create a change in my finances? You know, anything. Because there's people who wake up in the morning and, you know, they bitch and moan about how much money they don't have. And then there's the other people who wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to create $1 million. I mean, I'm doing this. I got this. So having your own back, definitely.
So because you, I know I just said we're going to go into leadership, but what just came up to me to ask, because you were in debt, so there was that mindset that it was kind of like, okay, I've got debt, and you talk about getting out of debt joyfully. So How would you then reframe the language around, obviously, accepting that you're in debt? There's the awareness there, right? But then getting into that mindset of wanting to be a millionaire, knowing that there is debt.
Yeah, behind. I think that you need to take it. It's a marathon. I mean, Warren Buffett, who I think is amazing, I saw this interview with him once, and he said, someone said to him, why do you think people don't listen to your advice? And he said, because most people think it's a sprint. It's not. It's a marathon. And it is a marathon. Like, and I say getting out of debt joyfully, because the amount of people that have come to my classes or I've done private sessions with, et cetera, whatever that is, worked with people who don't actually want to make money because they go, oh, I owe all this money, so I make money and it just goes there.
Mm.
It's like you still have to live. Like I remember when I made the demand to start paying everyone off and I worked out how much do I owe everyone. And one of the things I did do was I rang every single person I owed money to, whether it was a friend, a business, an institution, anyone. I rang them all and I said, hey, I'm really aware that I owe you this money. I'm sorry I haven't paid you back. I'm going to do my absolute best to pay you. And I remember there was this one guy in Brisbane and he owned a business that I was dealing with and I owed him $15,000. And I said, Matt, I don't have the money right now. And I said, but I'm going to do the best I can. And I said, literally what I can promise you right now is like, it was like $50 a month or something. Like, can you, if you do the calculations, that would have taken ages to pay off. But I just wanted to give him $50 towards it because that's I could, you know. And he said to me, can my wife and I take you out to dinner? And I went, what? And I was like, what do you mean? And I went, I owe you all this money and you want to take me out to dinner? And he said, Simone, he said, we believe in you. And he said, we love what you're doing and we know that you're paid off, like it'll all be fine. And I noticed that when I sort of walked into all of this and didn't try and avoid it, what I thought would happen was completely different to what actually showed up. Like the generosity of spirit from different people was astounding, even institutions, you know, or the payment plans or different things that I could set up. So really like looking at that in a different way of how to start leading your life, moving towards that. And one of the things I did do, even when I owed all this money, I remember I went skiing and because, as I said, you still have to live your life. And if I was just working to pay money off, I would have been bored. I wouldn't have done as much. And I remember being like, really like, oh, I don't want any photos taken. I don't want people to see that I'm that I'm skiing, you know, when I owe all this money. Yeah. But I realized you have to do that. You have to still enjoy what you're choosing. And you'll make more money. You'll create more money.
And I feel like that's what's happening with my partner now. He's now seeing how important it is for him to have fun because yesterday he broke down and was like, what have I been working for? Just to make money and to work. So I really love that you bring this up. And how long did it take for you to get out of debt, just out of curiosity?
You know what? It was only about 2 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
But I had some amazing stuff show up that I think the way I look at this, Tam, is I had all the doors shut, right? All the doors were shut and I was just creating more and more debt. And as soon as I made that demand for myself, I went, okay, I'm going to start asking questions and using these tools. The doors started to open and including a pretty major one with my father. And he actually wrote me a check for $50,000. So that was a large chunk that went towards it. But it was interesting my whole life. Like, you know, I grew up, I'd say middle-class family. Like when I was really little, they didn't have much money. And I think when I was like 4 or 5, you know, my dad started to be, he was an immigrant from Lithuania during World War II, you know, trained himself to be an accountant. He has an amazing story himself. And when he started to be more successful and all he wanted to do was help me, you know, and my brother and look after us. And I did that stupid, petulant teenage thing of going, I don't want your help. I don't want your money. I don't want this, you know, hands on hips. I can do it all on my own. And really didn't receive anything from him. And when I made this choice to go, okay, I'm going to get out of debt no matter what it takes, no matter what it looks like. And I was talking to him and he wrote me this check for $50,000 and I actually received it. And Tam, I watched his whole body just relax.
Wow.
And I went, oh, wow. And I realized I've been so unkind to him for not receiving from him. Like, he was so grateful that his daughter finally was saying thank you. And there's so many different elements like that, because it's not just these. We look at money as so transactional.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be, you know, you go to the shop and you buy a coffee and you pay for it. That's a transaction, right? Mm-hmm. And yet what money can be in our world is so much more beyond transactional. There's a generosity that you can be, you know, in the world with money that my sense is too, when you start to discover that and you have a generosity of spirit, the universe gives you at least 20 times more from the most random of places. And that's what I get started to happen with myself too, is yeah. I started to be really vulnerable and just like push down all those barriers and walls and say, okay, I'm going to receive whatever is showing up next.
It was the permission to receive money, which is beautiful. Yeah. Just you said that. Mm. And I have to share this because, as I said to you before, there's been my new change of money as well. I rang the tax agent not too long ago. I had to pay a big chunk of debt and I had to be put on a payment plan. And similar to you, I was just completely transparent and open to where I was. And they ended up taking off $10,000 because I was upfront and honest. I said to them that I was struggling and I wanted to make amends and I wanted to do something that I had not been aware of. Mm. And after that phone call, I'm not even joking you, I received an email from eToll. I had found out that someone had been using my old car going right. through eToll. So then they were saying to me that they were going to dispute it and transfer money back. So it was just this huge realization recently where it's like, I'm doing what I feel is right to have a better relationship with money. I'm getting my finances in order. I was open to receiving, open to doing the work. Mm. And just what you said just beautifully just then was the universe shows in certain ways on how that can be possible. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you so much.
It does. Yeah. And well done. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Oh, it's again, like, this is probably just another little sign from the universe saying you're doing the right thing. So thank you for that. And I feel this is really beautiful now to open up the journey on leadership, because obviously this is huge for yourself. I'm new to my business. I've become a new company since last year. And so leadership for me has definitely changed. There's obviously been misconceptions to what people think leadership is. And what do you truly feel leadership is? Hey, beautiful kings and queens. Are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible, great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team, and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space.
I think leadership is knowing where you're heading no matter what. It's not about looking for people to follow you. That's to me is more of a guru or more of somebody who micromanages in a company. I think you need to know what it is you're after. You need to know what it is you're after and head in that direction no matter what. No matter who says what, no matter what is done around you, know what it is that you desire, and also be willing to change that, in the sense of, you know, if you're heading in a direction and then all of a sudden you're like, well, hang on, because you get more information daily. Every second you get information, you know, from someone or something or whatever, the world. And it's like, oh, hang on, this. And for me, I've had such a strong desire from teenage years, probably like 16, 17, that I really desired to, like, and I would have changed the wording over the years, but like change the world. To be some sort of inspiration, to wake people up, to, and not saying, gosh, I definitely didn't have it together at all. I like to call my life very colorful. I have no place to judge anyone because I've definitely been there, done that. But I also knew that there had to be something different. So I kept I've kept heading towards that. For me, I would like to have greater possibilities in the world. I would like us to be able to have so much of ourselves accessible, to keep choosing, keep choosing, keep choosing, keep choosing, and not press that stop button. And like I said at the beginning, based on anybody else's point of view. So I think leadership is really being true to yourself of what works for you. Where are you heading? What would you like?
It's those powerful questions you've been dropping in for us, which is wonderful. And, you know, this podcast is for so many entrepreneurs to navigate through how to build their empire, whether that looks like from a financial standpoint, relationship, healing. What would be the first step for them to step into their leadership? What would you support them with that?
There are so many different avenues to look at with this, because when you're starting a business as well, you get so excited. Like you're like, I'm starting this business, you know. And you know, if you've got people around you that are supportive, that's amazing and awesome. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who don't. Like sometimes, you know, family is not that supportive. You know, they want you to be the same, or even, you know, some friends. Like I know friends that I grew up with. I remember at one stage I was choosing something, some really different things, and they were like, when are you going to get a normal job? When are you going to do this? You don't usually do this. And I was like, wow, I feel like I'm being like pigeonholed and boxed and confined, rather than, well, yeah, that's what I did last year, but that's so last year. I'm doing something different. So I think really that force of nature that you can be, and that persistence, that tenacity that you can be with yourself to keep moving forward. And I think there's so many different elements that you'll come across. And one is, you know, the business money side of things, and the pragmatic tools that you can use, and keep moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. Don't use something else as a reference point. You can use something or someone else as a guide. Like if you see something, you go, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm going to choose that, or this, or this, or this. But choose what you know, because what you know is greater than what anybody else knows, because you're different, Tam. I'm different. And you've got to keep heading in that direction. And one of the things I will say is you've got to be prepared for everything, because you get so excited about what you'd like to create, what you'd like to be in the world, what you'd like to change, what you'd like to choose. And unfortunately, there are people in the world who don't desire that for you, or there's, you know, like what are you, the haters and the trolls and things like that, and the vilification. And that's always, and that's what's actually just when I came on, that's what's shown up for me recently, is I've just had a whole bunch of people, not a whole bunch, but actually very few, less than a handful of people saying stuff about me on social media. And it's, you sort of go, wow, it's like, what do people choose that for, you know? But you have to keep moving forward. And there is a great, which I think a lot of people have watched, a piece that Brené Brown did. I think it was called On Vulnerability or Courage. And there was one piece in it she said, and I just love this. And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you need to get this piece, is she talks about being on stage and you're choosing everything you're choosing. And then she talks about the people who judge and the people who hate, et cetera. But she said, it's going to happen. It's not like an if. It's like, it's going to happen. Unfortunately, I'd like to live in a world where it doesn't, but it does, right? But what are you going to choose then? She said, when you look, it's like, where are they? Oh, they're sitting on the seats watching you, judging you, but you're the one on stage. Like, keep moving forward. Don't let anybody hold you back for anything. It's like, keep knowing and trusting what it is that you know. Like, years ago, I had this whole lot of vilification and showed up in the Australian media with the second book that I ever wrote, Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. This guy had said like that I was, what do you call me, snake oil, and all these lies and everything like this. And my PR agent nearly freaked out, and, you know, and I was in Italy at the time, and I woke up to this frenzy, you know. And she said, hey, a lot of people want to do interviews with you. And I said, okay, yeah, I'll do it. And she said, you do realize they're going to vilify you. I said, yeah, but I'm good. I'm good with what I'm choosing. I know what I'm choosing works. I know it's worked for me, and it's worked for thousands of other people. So I'm good with that. If someone wants to vilify me, okay, I can't stop that. So keep moving forward. And I remember at that moment, a colleague I work with said, you do realize that the more successful you are, more people are going to vilify you. And I get, that's what's showing up at the moment. And I'm like, okay, if you must. So I think really having that surety of yourself. Like I, You know, I was just commenting to someone this morning and I said, I'm really grateful I get to wake up and be me. You know, if you can jump out of bed and go, damn, I get to be me today, then, and really mean it. Work at that. Work at being really happy that you're you.
Can I just say, you would have probably received these nasty comments and gone, really, are people still like this? Like, I am actually shocked that that's happening to you. You know, you're an amazing human being and self-made millionaire, and you're so giving and kind. And you're right, it's the people that are insecure and obviously sitting on the sidelines that are the ones that have something to say, because it's what they're feeling right now that they're projecting onto you. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah. And there was quite a few years ago, I had a conversation with Gary Douglas, the founder of Access, and because there was a lot of people that were judging me at the time. And my job was worldwide coordinator at this time. And I remember I rang him and I said, I don't know if I can do this job anymore. And he said, why, what's going on? And I said, I can't handle the judgments. And he said, okay, talk to me, what's happening? And I explained what was going on. And he said, Simone, I want you to do something for me. And he said, and there was three women. And he said, I want you to have a look at their lives. Like, just energetically, look at their lives and what they're creating. And I went, okay. He said, now I want you to have a look at your life and what you're creating. And I was like, okay. And he said, are they judging you, or are they judging what they have not yet chosen and might never choose?
Oof.
And I'll never forget that conversation, because it's helped me a lot, because I realized at that moment too, judgment is not real. It's just not. And I'm going to keep being me even when people are offended by me being me, you know, and just keep moving forward. I'm not going to let judgment or hatred or anything like that, that, as you said, is so unnecessary. Like, I'm like, don't you have something? It sounds like you're 12, like, you know, in a schoolyard, you know, that sort of thing. And but you're a 60-year-old woman doing this. Okay. All right. If that floats your boat. But it's interesting. It's, if anything, Tam, it makes me stronger. So
I love that.
So remember that judgment is not real. As you are an entrepreneur, and people will try and stop you left, right, and center. I saw this guy on Instagram once and I thought, God, that's brilliant. When he said, if you're an entrepreneur, listen to this. He said, you're the sort of person who, it's a Sunday afternoon, you get excited about something you want to create, or it's a Saturday night, or it's, you know, 5 a.m. on a Monday. And he said, people will say to you, you need to have time off, you need to have a holiday, you need to have a weekend, you need to do all this. And he was like, no. Choose what you know. And it's so true. Like, as an entrepreneur, you don't go, oh, it's Monday morning at 9 a.m. I think I'll turn my work clock on. You're like walking the dog or going for a run on the beach going, oh, I just had a great idea. And it's like, keep doing that. If that brings you joy, keep moving for that. You don't need a holiday from what, you know? From life?
This is so fucking powerful. I love you brought this up, because I feel like we're that 1% as an entrepreneur. And you're right. When you're in mission, when you're committed to what you want to do, it's a 24/7 thing for us. Even though we're on this beautiful podcast right now and it's so beautiful, you know, every single day we're moving towards the goals and dreams. And this is why we've recently made this new shirt called Always Play Big, because of comments like that, where people have said to me, you're too much, you need to slow down. You're going to burn your out. And it's those people that it's really easy to fall into that trap of, oh, well, maybe they're right. Am I too much for people? Is my energy, you know?
Who cares? Yeah.
And that's it. So it's so amazing that you bring that up. I would love to know your. Yeah, well, sorry.
I have to show you this, because Joy of Business is the first book that I ever wrote. And we just did this product launch thing.
Yeah.
And this is my mouse pad. Big business energy, hashtag big business energy. And there's luggage tags and hats and all these sort of different things. So we have different questions and all of that, but it's on our, I think it's Joy Business, accessjoybusiness.com, and it's in the shop section, so you can find all that. But I love it, because it's like, you do you, you know, you do you. You wake up and you want to keep working, do it. It's like, and Tam, I get, over the years, what I've seen is the people who say that to me, you should slow down, you're going to burn out, all that sort of thing. It's just because what you're choosing is making them uncomfortable. Okay. You do you. I'll do me.
It's almost that fine. Just keep moving forward.
Move into possibilities. Don't stop for anyone.
What's your definition of playing big? Because this has been my massive thing as of late.
Don't stop asking for more. Because that's one thing I realized too. When I came out of debt and then, you know, I have money now and it's like I have some really successful, you know, stock portfolios. I've got real estate investments. I'm a part owner in a castle in Italy. I've got a part owner of this resort in Costa Rica. I've got, you know, antique businesses. I've got a gym in Tasmania that I invested in. There's all these different things that I play with. And there is what I quite often do is check in with myself when I become complacent. Oof. And it's not about gathering things at all. It is so not about gathering things. You can have houses and you can have cars and you can have all of that. But for me, it's not about that. It's like that really creating big is be what it is that you want to be in the world. And for me, I would like to empower so many people to be more aware. Like, you know, a lot of people who listen to my podcast have, we have a lot of people in Israel. And so at the moment, it's been pretty full on. They've reached out to me on Instagram, you know, in messages and stuff and asking me and going, Simone, like, there's a couple of people said, can you do a podcast on this? And I was like, I've been thinking about it going, what the hell do I talk about on this podcast? You know, and I would really like to help them. And one of the things that I was talking to Gary, and the founder of Access, and looking at this, and he was like, invite them to empower people to be more aware with everything.
Yeah.
Like as you increase your awareness and you are not blindsided by different energies, you'll know when to choose something and when not to choose something. And most of the time we will shut ourselves off to different energies because we go, oh, I don't want to know about that. And it's like, well, what if you did? You know, a simple thing that I learned was, I mean, we live in Australia. One day I was swimming and I just got this energy of shark and I was like, oh, and just, you know, jumped out of the water and was like, and, you know, you question yourself. You go, is there a shark? Is there, you know, and a friend of mine who surfs was coming up and he would usually be in the ocean for hours. And he was coming up the beach holding his surfboard with this look on his face. And I went, what's up? And he was like, oh, my God. He said, I was just duck diving under this wave and this massive shark came up right next to him.
Oh. And,
but the thing is, how many of us don't want to know the energy of shark? And what I was happy with, I went, I knew the energy of shark because I dove into the water and I could feel it in my body. I don't want to not feel anything that's showing up because then I can choose. I can choose to stay in the water. I can choose to get out of the water. I can choose to know if that shark, I mean, there's sharks, you know, if they're going to be aggressive or not aggressive, you know what I mean? So how many people cut off their awareness thinking that they're better off? What if that's one of the biggest lies you've ever told yourself? And it was time to start increasing your awareness of everything.
And you're doing just that for your podcast to allow someone to share their story and awareness for the world, which is huge. So huge. It's beautiful. And yeah, you're right. It's the perspective of what we do when it comes to being open to the energy we receive and see and the awareness piece.
Yeah.
Simone, I've got two questions. I'm so sorry. I know this has been amazing. You said before you're obviously navigating through this, something obviously, which is huge. And I always ask my guests around anything they want to share around vulnerability or what they're working through or whether there's some healing things, because we're very big on that. Mm-hmm. Is there anything new besides obviously what you've shared before that you're working towards?
I would say two things. And one is what I spoke about is being in allowance of other people's points of view of me or of different things, one. And then the second thing would be not taking my life for granted. Like, you know, when I said before 2020, 17 years, I traveled 10 months of the year and I just sort of kept going and I had a great time. It was awesome. Mm. And so the last few years I've been looking at it going, well, what do I want to choose? You know, because I love traveling and I love doing all of that. And I also like being at home. So being really true to myself of, what works for me, because I really do get, Tam, if you are choosing for you, you can create anything. But if you're choosing for somebody else, you'll end up destroying it because you're not totally choosing for you. So I'm looking at that. Like last year, I spent 2.5 months in Europe. I was like, do I like this? And I went, yeah, I do. But now I'm looking at, I think I might see if I can buy a house in Italy and have that as a base, because I like the comfort of home. I like getting up and being able to make my own coffee and stuff like that, you know, not just being in hotel rooms or Airbnbs all the time. So there's being really true for what works for me can create me to be more of that in the world and inspire others. So that's what I would say I keep looking at.
You've inspired me, my love. I'm definitely a gypsy at heart, and I love traveling too. So it's like, I'll just buy a house in Italy. I love that. That was amazing.
But, you know, years ago, I would have gone, are you kidding me? You know, like barely able to afford economy ticket to go from, you know, Brisbane to California, where I was first going to access classes, like struggling, and then didn't have money to stay at a hotel. I would sleep on people's lounge rooms floors and things like that. So, you know, you've got to keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Next step, next step, next step, next step. And like I said, as Warren Buffett referred to it, it's a marathon, not a sprint. So be patient with yourself. Relax, relax.
The patient word seems to come up a lot for my partner and I. And I'm like very aware that I can be impatient, but I've also allowed myself to see the journey of an entrepreneur to be something that is long but so fulfilling too. So thank you for sharing that, Queen. We ask our amazing guests this one question, and you've given so many amazing pieces of advice and support. But if you were to give that last piece of key to someone's queendom, you know, that one key that is just going to change the trajectory of their life, what would that key be for the listeners?
As much as you possibly can, stop judging yourself. You're not as fucked up as you think you are, basically. You're way better than that.
You're not broken.
Mm-mm. Nope. You don't need fixing. You just need to keep choosing.
Simone, it's been an absolute honor having you here. And if there's anything you would like to share where everyone can find you, I know you've got an amazing, you've got a couple of books actually, and you've got your podcast too. I'm going to have to jump on it very soon.
That would be great. You can look, my name is, everything, if you Google my name, Simone Millasas, and Millasas, that's my Instagram, my Facebook, my website, my everything, and also accessconsciousness.com. So if you go to those places, you can find me and many other Access Consciousness facilitators around the world too. So.
Thank you so much, my queen, and everyone listening, enjoy this amazing episode, and we've had the beautiful Simone on, and I will see you all next Wednesday for another amazing episode on Keys to the Queendom. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.